Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 29, Nutrition for Woo2K. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. And as you might have noticed, this is Gerard's voice. No Doug today. Logistical issues on my part meant that we didn't get a podcast done last week, so apologies to everyone for that. And so I'm just doing a shorter fill-in one this week, but it means no Doug, no witty one-liners, no repartee. Sorry, folks. So anyway, on with the show. And this week, it is about nutrition for Woo2K, and most people listening aren't going to know what Woo2K is. It is a marathon and ultramarathon distance run in the hills around Wellington, and it's what our squad is training towards over winter to have something different to, so that we're not in full triathlon training all year round. So what we're talking about is specifically for the team in terms of nutrition for this event, but the big thing is it applies to everyone else for other long events you're doing as well. So nutrition for the event. The very first question is, when do you need nutrition in an event? And if you are going to be running a 5 or a 10K race, then no. The races are so short and so intense that you're not going to burn through your stored energy, and you're not really going to be wanting to take things in. When you get to a half marathon distance, then having just a touch of sugar is great to keep the body activated and the brain engaged. You don't really need a lot of fuel to get you through, but keeping the body sharp is really important, particularly for those last parts where it gets tough. But then when you get to long distances, like marathon and beyond, you absolutely need to have a good fueling plan. So where it starts, first of all, is figuring out how much energy you're going to burn, how many calories you're going to burn. And there's actually a really simple formula for this. And the magic formula for this is that you will burn approximately 1 calorie per kilo of your body weight per kilometer you run. Okay, so just think about that. 1 calorie per kilo of body weight per kilometer. It's really easy. Multiply your body weight by the distance you're running, that is approximately how many calories you burn. Now, in this case, we are doing a very hilly run. If you're doing a flat marathon, that works beautifully. If you're doing a very hilly run, like we are for Woo2K, you do have to add extra on. So there's an extra percentage we add for that, that elevation that you're climbing. And now when you're doing that calculation, your weight, it needs to include your shoes, your pack, your bottles full of water, everything that you're carrying, because that is part of the weight that you're taking around the course. Okay, so that's the formula. Now for the people in the squad, I've actually got a spreadsheet where this is all worked out. But for anyone else at home, if you just want a rough idea, this is really useful calculation to you. Now you notice that is based on weight and distance. It is not time-based, okay? Because there's a lot of formulas you find out there on the internet which say X number of calories per hour. But that really isn't relevant, because people who are out there for a very long time, they are going to be burning, that they're going at much lower intensity. They burn more of the stored fat in their body. The people who are running faster, they're running at higher intensity, they're going to burn more of the glycogen and the carbohydrate that they are taking in during the course. But overall, it takes basically the same amount of energy to move a body over a distance, whether you go fast or slow. Okay, so the big thing is, it's impossible to replace all of the energy that you burn. It's just your stomach cannot digest that, and you don't need to, because like I said, you have body fat. Everyone has a ton of body fat that is used for creating energy, particularly at lower intensities. And then you've also got carbohydrate that you've been eating that is stored in the body as glycogen. So you already have two very good stores of fuel in your body, and you do not need to replace all of that as you're running. We're going to aim during the Woo2K event to replace about 20 to 40% of what you burn. Okay, So it's a small amount, sounds like a small amount, but actually to take that food in while you are running, it's going to be a reasonable amount. Oh, and look, that 20 to 40%, that takes into account you will be using stored fat, you will be using that glycogen that's stored in your body, and that you are aiming to get to the end strongly. You do not have to be in as good a shape when you get to the end, or you won't be, as when you started. You've got time at the end to stop, refuel, recover in the days after that. And for those of you who have done a lot of triathlon thinking about nutrition, that's a different concept. Because when we are doing the ride in triathlon, you need to get to the end of that well fueled up, ready to run. Whereas in this case, we're thinking more like a runner or a cyclist, a single sport. You're just getting to the end to cross the finish line strongly, then you can fall over and worry about the rest later. Okay, so the big question is, we've talked about how much, the big question is what to have. Now, the first thing I want to start with is hydration. And the assumption from most people is that if you are drinking water or sports drink, then you're hydrating yourself. And the real smart cookies out there, like Stacey Sims and others, have worked out that actually that neither of those is optimal in terms of hydration. And hydration is the thing that you have to look after first of all. That if you went, you can go, I can't remember what the number is, it's days, weeks without food, but it's only a couple of days that your body can go without water or fluid. So hydrating yourself needs to be the number one priority. And to do that, the typical sports drinks that are out there are not the right balance to fully hydrate you. Okay, so we're going to think about how you hydrate yourself as one side, and then how you fuel yourself with energy on the other side. So how do you hydrate yourself? Well, you need water. You need a small amount of sugar and a small amount of salt. Okay, the combination of those things are what will give you optimum hydration. So if you want to make up your own, you can do that with, I think Stacey Sims recommended maple syrup, or you can do it with certain types of sugar. It's what I find actually a simpler concept for most people is going to be to take your sports drink that you normally have, make it up only to one third of the recommended dilution, and then add a pinch of salt as well. Now look, that's probably not the absolute perfect, but it's going to be a lot better for you than having either just plain water or the full strength sports drink. Okay, so really simple. Take your sports drinks mix. I'm talking something like Pure, Tailwind, those kind of things are really popular in the team. Take one of those, make it up to one third of the strength they recommend on the packet, add a pinch of salt. So that's what you have for hydration. Now, when you're out there in an event, it's a bit difficult to mix up that and be dealing and trying to juggle with those calculations or packets of stuff. So if you're using what they have on the course, then make sure roughly for every sip of sports drink you have two sips of water to go with it. Again, that's probably not the optimum, but it's practical. It's an easy way for most people to achieve one of the best hydration outcomes they can. Okay, so now I mentioned in there that we do have a small amount of sugar in our drink, in our hydration. Okay, that is not about fuel. That is about helping that fluid get absorbed and into your body. Okay, so then we think about fuel, the other things that you are going to take in to fuel you through this event. Stacey's, again, I've been doing a lot of reading and research, and she had a seminar here in Wellington, and I just really like her approach that she talks about hydration in your bottles, fuel in your pockets. So those two separate things. So what are you going to carry and use for fuel? Well, the sports nutrition industry is big on gels. Okay, they've been around a long time, and they are seen as the de facto sports nutrition. Well, look, the research says yes, and you hear a lot of people use them. Okay, and a lot of people seem to get through successfully, but again, those aren't optimum. They are just too dense in carbohydrate for your body to absorb. Okay. So, on one hand, we are hydrating ourselves well to fuel ourselves, then we want to take things that are actually a bit more like real food, okay? So, white bread sandwiches, peanut butter, jam, Marmite, cheese, whatever it might be, ginger nuts, fruze balls, M's power bars. And okay, you can argue that those things probably aren't real food, but they're not just sports nutrition sold as products. Okay, and so you can try things, and trail mix, people will have, whatever it might be, think of those things that are a little bit satisfying to you, not just completely sugar, because a lot of people will find too much straight sugar and the guts are just going to rot over a long distance. Okay, so that's particularly where gels and sports drinks fall down for a lot of people. And look, you should plan to have a little bit of sugar as well. Okay, you've got a small amount in your drinks. The primary purpose of that is hydration, but it does contribute a little bit to your fuel. But you might also carry some barley sugars, some jet planes, some glucose tablets, something like that, just occasionally when you need a little pickup with a little bit of sugar. When I used to go for long walks with my daughter, we'd call them uphill lollies. Okay, you just have one of these every now and again, drip feed it in, just for that little extra boost to help you get up a hill, both mental and physical. And now, I was talking there about some solid foods, things that look a bit more like real food. And a lot of people will say, well, I can't eat solids when I'm running. And the fact is, you can if you train to do that. Okay, so you've got to practice these things, start in small quantities, okay, little bits at a time, but train, you can train yourself, train your stomach to process, to digest these things on the go. And if you are hydrating yourself appropriately, then your body is going to be able to absorb and digest these solids a lot better than you may think from in the past when you've tried it with the wrong combination of things. Okay, so look, that's the summary of what it is. We are going to focus on hydration as one piece, fuel as the second piece. You've got a calculation, the team have got a spreadsheet. Anyone else who's doing this, you can do a quick calculation at home about how many calories you're going to burn, how much to replace. So that is your starting point. It is then up to you to go out there and test that. Try the different foods, work out quantities, work out how and when you will actually eat. Okay, so look, that's it for today. We're going to come back and talk more nutrition, day-to-day nutrition, training, racing nutrition over the coming months. But that's what the team needs right now for our WU2K event. Hopefully other people can use that same concept if you are doing longer running events over winter. So good luck to you all.